Brussels. Eddie had a girlfriend there. They fell into each other's arms, so I'd plenty of time to spare. In the welcome bar, they all spoke French, but sometimes strange things happen. I picked up a couple of words or three, and two of them were music to me. The name of Daryl Adams. I took him down to the bar next day. He sipped scotch and coke, and I hung on to every word, and he stopped shaking and joked. When some folks drink, they get so stoned, they end up falling over. The opposite seems to happen to me. An hour ago I was stumbling, see. Me and my tongue just couldn't agree. Now I drink till I get sober. Took our instruments to town. I was trying too hard to impress. I had to learn to play it soft. I must have been okay, I guess. Little birdie, that was what we sang. I was 21 with a big guitar. Flown the nest but left the door ajar. Picking out tunes in a Belgian bar with a tattooed banjo. Little birdie, must have been a dove. If he had hate written on his left hand, his picking hand was love. When I got back to Paris, it was early in 66. I'd locked that evening in my mind, though I doubt if he did. A few francs and a handshake, sweet as a soft shoe shuffle. A little bird's feather fell at night across the street from the neon light, silently and out of sight, under a winter moon so bright. Cracked the frosty pavement right in the cobblestone heart of Brussels. Little birdie, little birdie, must have been a dove. Hate was written on his left hand, picking hand was love, sweet love. A rambling's a decision made, whilst heads still rule our hearts. And moving on means something else than having to depart. Feather fell to the pavement, I was lucky to watch it down. And it fell with a whisper, not a shout. There wasn't anybody else about, but someone saw a star go out over Portland town.